Hey, Astra here, and welcome to the Money Moxie Daily Podcast. And today I'm going to touch on the subject of self-talk. So, self-talk can either sabotage or boost your abundance, of course, depending on what you are saying to yourself. So, a question to ponder is when you get into certain situations, maybe a situation where you're challenging yourself to expand or grow or go in a direction that feels exciting, that could really, give your career a boost. Do you just smoothly go and flow into that, new level or activity or project, in a self-confident manner and, knowing and believing that you really are the best at what you do and that you are the right person to, do whatever it is, carry this message or work on this new project or go forward with the next business idea that has come to you. Do you go in saying to yourself, yes, I can do this, and I know this, and I'm really talented and gifted in this area, and I'm really great? Or when you get these new ideas or these new opportunities, do you start to tell yourself things like, oh, but what if I fail? Or who am I? Who do I think I am? That I should be the one to work with clients in this area, sure, I know something about it, but I'm no more of an expert than, the next coach or person or practitioner or whatever it is. Do you have sort of like l limiting subconscious beliefs that pop up and play in your head? Or are you not even aware of what you are and are not telling yourself when these new opportunities arise? So over the next few days, I challenge you to notice when a new opportunity knocks, or a new, possible project or client, anything new arises that could help expand your business or your personal growth, but that it feels like a little bit not scary, but sort of that exciting, scary feeling to step into that. Notice what you're telling yourself. Notice if anything comes up that is not 100%, telling the truth of the matter, which, and the truth, of course, is that you are amazing. You are gifted and talented. You can do this. The reason this inspiration came to you is because you are the correct vehicle and channel for this message to come through. The reason this opportunity came up is because it was divinely, or orchestrated is a good word. I was going to say organized. No, orchestrated is better because it's so musical. It has been divinely orchestrated that you are the correct person for this project or this new business idea, or venture. So these are the things that I want you to be telling yourself. Noticing if anything opposite of that comes up in your head, and just noticing it and just observing it. And if it does, just know that's a subconscious belief. It's probably was never really yours to begin with. It was probably taught at an early age or through some sort of societal teaching or groupthink, and that it's not really yours. The false belief systems, the negative thoughts that pop up, they're not yours. You can just give them back to the universe. Say, this is not mine. I release it as neutral energy into the universe and replace it with, I am talented, I am gifted, I am divinely appointed to this position. And I'd love to hear how this goes for you. I appreciate you.